And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
So you're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath and I will be here with you for the next hour playing various music containing different chanting, different mantras from all over the world. First track today is going to be another rendition of Damodar Astakam. And during Kartik, this is a song that is commonly sung. This version is coming from a gentleman named Huron from St. Petersburg in Russia. And this is from a release entitled Gaudiya Gitanjali. I believe it's pretty recent. He's actually a DJ and also a DJ and producer, but in this release he's kind of showing his very traditional style of kirtan or group chanting done in a Gaudiya Vaishnav style, which is a particular group from West Bengal area of India. And Damodar Astakam is 8 verses dedicated to Damodar or Krishna as a baby. And I don't know if we're going to have time to play the whole piece. It's about 10 or 11 minutes long, but we'll get in and do a good chunk of it anyway. And then maybe we can talk a little bit about one of the verses afterwards. I hope you're doing good. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We'll be back shortly. Here's Huron with his version of Damodar Astakam.
Namamishvaram Sachiranandarupam rupam Lasat kundalam gokule brajamanam.
Namamishvaram
Namamishvaram Sachiranandarupam Lasat kundalam gokule brajamanam. Yashodabiyolokaladavamanam. Paramishtamatyam tato ditta gopya.
Paramishtamatyam tato ditta gopya.
Nama आनंद रूपम लसत कुंडलम गोकुले ब्रज शातंक नेत्रं गुरुनामोने चायुगमृजांता हरामुजरुमेन शातंक नेत्रं मुहुषाशकंपतिरेकांतकांता स्थितग्रैव दामोदरं भक्तिपादम् लाभिरानंद कुंदे सगोष्ठं निमज्जन्तं आज्ञापयन्तम्
इति दीक्षाले लाभिरानंद कुंदे सगोष्ठं निमज्जन्तं आज्ञापयन्तम्
तदीय सीताजेषु भक्तार्चिदाद्वः प्रेमतस्तं सुता वृत्ति वंदे
पुनः प्रेमतस्तं सुता वृत्ति वंदे
वरं देव मोक्षं न मोक्षावधिं वा न चन्यं विनेहं वरे साधुपिया
वरं देव मोक्षं न मोक्षावधिं
दंते वपुर्णत गोपाल बालं
दंते वपुर्णत गोपाल बालं
सदा मे मनस्य विरस्तं किमनिया
सदा मे मनस्य विरस्तं किमनिया
इदं ते मुखं भुजं अवक्तनिलय वृतं कुन्तलय स्निग्ध रक्तैश्च गोप्या मुहुश्चुम्बितां बिम्ब रक्ताधरं मे व्यस्तं मलं लक्ष लाभै नमामीश्वरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपं लसत्कुन्दलां गोकुले व्रजमानम् दामोदरानंत विष्णु प्रसिद्ध प्रभु दुख जल विमग्न
नमो देव दामोदरानंत विष्णु प्रसिद्ध प्रभु दुख जल विमग्न
कृपा दृष्टि विश्यति दीनां बतानु
कृपा दृष्टि विश्यति
मज्ञे दक्षिदिश्च कुबेरत्मजोवदमूर्चैव जाततयमुचित भक्ति भजो कृतो च तथा प्रेम भक्ति तत मे प्रयाच
तथा प्रेम भक्ति मे प्रयाच
नमोक्षे ग्रह मे स्थि दामोदरेया
नमोक्षे ग्रह
Tadipti damne tadiyo darajata vishasya damne
Namaste damne spuradipti damne tadiyo darajata vishasya damne
Namuradhikaya tadiyo priyaya
Namuradhikaya
Namoradhikaya tadiya priyaya
Namoradhikaya tadiya priyaya
Namo nantalilaya devaya tubhyam
Namo nantalilaya devaya tubhyam
Namoradhikaya tadiya priyaya
Namoradhikaya tadiya priyaya
Namonantalilaya devaya tubhya
Namonantalilaya devaya tubhya
Namamishvaram lachiranandarupam Lasatkundalam gokule vrajamana
Namamishvaram lachiranandarupam Lasatkundalam gokule vrajamana
Yajashoda piyolokala davamana Chiranandarupam Lasatkundalam Gokule Vrajamana
Namamishvaram Chiranandarupam Lasatkundalam Gokule Vrajamana
Damodara 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 Radha Damodara Damodara, Damodara, Radha Damodara
We're back. So we ended up playing the whole thing. We managed to find enough time for that. That was a recording of done by Huron of Sri Damodar asked to come 8 verses to Damodar. And one of the last, the very last verse, Namaste Stu Damne, excuse me, Namaste Stu Damne Spura Dipti Damne Tvadiyo Dorayata Vishvasha Damne Namo Radhikaya Tvadiya Priyaya Namo Nanta Lilaya Devaya Tupyam. So the rough meaning, just to translate at least part of it, so give you an idea if you're not familiar or with the song or with the Sanskrit language. The Leela, or the what's being described, the story that's being described in these verses is of the avatar Krishna, or you could say Krishna is like the supreme all manifested as a child in this story. And so in this last verse, his mother Yashoda he was misbehaving, so she tied him up with some silk ropes to something in the kitchen, and he managed to free himself, and the whole thing happened. This whole Leela or story. And in this last verse, it just explains that when one element of the last verse is that when his mother Yashoda, who saw him simply as her son, not as the supreme personified, when she actually tied him up and tied a rope around his belly, then she was actually tying a rope around the entire universe. Without even knowing it. So that's actually where the name Damodar comes from. It means a bound belly, basically. Damodar. And so that's kind of one a big aspect of the Damodar Leela and the Damodar Astakam, is that in bhakti or prema bhakti or loving devotional yoga, one falls in love with the beloved in such a way that they become unaware of the majesty there, or just the brilliance and the hugeness, vastness of the Supreme. Instead, one treats the Supreme as an ordinary child, or as a lover, or as a friend, and these different types of relationships are formed with the Supreme in a very intimate and loving and natural, familiar type of way, as opposed to a mood of reverence or worship. So Damodar Astakam and Damodar Leela explains that really nicely, that aspect of bhakti. Moving on, the next track, or the first track of this next set, is by Mahasukha. Mahasukha is from Manchester, England, and are originally from there, now based in Brighton, which is in the south of England, on the coast. And he has a very strong Buddhist practice and is involved in many different types of ways of using music and sacred music to connect with people and bring them together. There's a couple of releases that I know of his, one titled Longing, and then older one entitled Soulful Spirit, I believe. The track that I'm going to play right now is called Manju Ghosha Mantra Remix. Manju Ghosha is, this contains the mantra, Om Arapa Chanadi, which is one that I'm not so familiar with, which is, you're going to hear it pronounced a lot better in this track. Om Arapa Chanadi. And this is a mantra which is chanted of a devotee of Manjushri Buddha or Manjugosha, which are two names for the same person. I can read a little bit about who this personality is. It says, in Buddhism, Manjushri is the Bodhisattva or Buddha to be of wisdom. Although he is believed to have the enlightenment of a Buddha, he bestows intelligence, wisdom, mastery of the teaching, the power of exposition, eloquence, and memory. He is the principal guardian and patron of astrologers, revered as the patron of arts and sciences. He is traditionally invoked by writers for assistance. Authors often open their books with verses in his honor. And there's a bit more information just about how he's portrayed. It says in Buddhist art, Manjushri is portrayed as a beautiful 16-year-old prince. He often holds in his left hand the stem of a blue lotus blossom. On the blossom rests one of the Pragya Paramrita scriptures, which deal with the realization of pragya, or wisdom. With his right hand, he wields a flaming sword of wisdom to vanquish ignorance. So, without further ado, here is Mahasukha with Manju Ghosha Mantra Remix from the album Longing. We're going to have a nice long set here. We'll be back in about half an hour, just to give you a bit more information about what we played. Listen to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Om Arapa Chanadi, 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 Om Arapa Oh,
Machu. Machu is the word for the full moon in Aztec. Sing, the full moon is healing, the full moon is curing, and the full moon is singing me a lullaby. And I don't cry, I just sing. I sing your song, Mother Earth. Thank you.
Through the heart chakra, now you're being drawn. Yes.
We're back. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Last track that we heard was by Niaz with Ishq, Love and the Veil from the Nine Heavens release. And I can read the translation. The main thing you heard sung, Tere Ishq Main Hamne Kya Kya Nadeka. The translation for the whole piece, which is sung by lead singer Ali of Niaz in Urdu. It's originally from a song composed in the 18th century by Khwaja Mir Dard, and she adapted it to this piece, but it's pretty much has the same meaning, although the order I think is slightly different from the original composition. Says, if here we see thee not imminent in thy grace, what use then our earthly pilgrimage? My heart is such a crumpled bud, none has ever seen it bloom. Trouble, torture, reproach, disaster, what all haven't I suffered in love? The scars within have sent me ablaze, alas you have seen the sight, your indifference has wrought my ruin. You never, never looked this way, I was the veil that hid my love's face. As I awoke, the curtain arose. Him I pursue day and night, Dard, whom none has ever seen or known. So, is this songs? Sung not for an ordinary person, but for the beloved or the supreme beloved. As you can see in this song, there's a lot of seeming torment that happens. But when that torment is actually in connection with that supreme longing, or longing for connection with the divine, it's a different type of experience for the devotee than what we might experience if we suffer loss of love, and or we feel that separation of love between two people, two ordinary people. It's a different type of feeling, because the connection is actually to do with divinity. Before that, so that song just reflects that sentiment. Before Niaz, we heard from what did we hear before? Oh, some more Drez, some more DJ Drez. Just can't seem to get enough of this gentleman lately. This isn't from an older release, not that old, but a bit older, called Nayabingi Anahata Yoga. And the track was entitled Chakra. Sometimes in this release, Drez is going by the name Sound Ambassador. Some chants in there. Nyabingi is a particular house of the Rastafari group or tradition. The name originating from, I believe, the goddess Nyabingi, who is like a embodiment of all good qualities of a representative of God on earth, is how she was seen, and she was able to connect and bring people together and create a real strong spiritual presence and vibe amongst people, project that, and so she's worshipped. And then before that, we heard from Peya, and a live recording of Machi Ma, which she explained herself at the beginning as an Aztec, was performed in Aztec language. And we started everything off with Mahasuka from the release Longing with Manju Ghosh Mantra Remix. And the last track is going to be by Mirabai Siba. And this is a duet that consists of, or duo consisting of, Marcus Siba and Angelica Bombach. Marcus is from Germany and Angelica is from the southern states, who grew up in Mexico. And they kind of fuse together with this sort of Gurumukhi Kundalini alchemy with songs also in English and Spanish. And the track that I'm going to play is called Burn of the Heart from the release Between the Shores of Our Souls. And this is actually a story about, the lyrics are, is the burn of the heart that I want. It is this burning which is everything because it calls you secretly in the night. And this is based on a poem by Rumi, the devotional poet Rumi, and is where he's talking to his beloved, the divine personality within his heart. And yeah, I'd like to elaborate on that more, but unfortunately we don't have time. So here's the track. We'll be back next Thursday, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Until then, take care of yourselves. Namaste.
It is the birth.